rhythm of earth. Merciful hour. I have the lady responsible for it on the line, by the way, Ava. Ava, good morning to you.
Hello, Marcy, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. I got such a fright because I said to myself, this will be lovely and calm and easygoing, this Wildflower album from Ava, because of her lovely history. And suddenly, all I could see in front of me is Flatley. But when Rhythm of Earth starts, my God, you didn't leave Anuna far behind you. It rockets in, doesn't it? As a starter, as an opener for the album.
It does, and we definitely did that, on purpose. I think it is. It's setting the tone for the rest of the album. Yeah.
It really
but
is.
Thank you for playing it.
No, it's rollicking is what it is. I can see Miss Butler and Mr. Flatley together. Listen, firstly, welcome and congratulations on this. Not only a fine piece of work, beautifully packaged. It's gorgeous the way it's put together.
Oh, thank you so much. Oh, yeah, look, it's been a year of putting it together, and I suppose we've had, in a way, obviously this year has been so tough for so many industries, but for us this year, we really just got the head down and really got involved in every single aspect. So like everything about this album is just my heart and my soul, which actually any other year, I don't know what I've been firstly able to have given at that time, because I've spent so long, you know, travelling and all that kind of stuff.
Yes.
But this year, really, it just gave me a moment of clarity and of space. And I think I just put everything down on the page, and even down to the packaging. And I'm so delighted with that. And can I just say, it's so amazing to be on your show, Marty, because I have to tell you a bit of a story. So my mum and dad listened to your show every day, as did I when I came. So basically, when I came back in January, I moved to Galway with my husband, and my mum and dad were in Dublin, and they were actually travelling at the time when I came back. So we went 3 or 4 months without seeing each other because of everything that happened with the pandemic. They were stuck in Dublin and I was in Galway.
Yeah.
And I missed them so much. And I would put Lyric on every morning before I would start songwriting for this album because it reminded me of my mum and dad.
Oh.
And it made me feel just a little bit closer. So your voice was probably one of the soundtracks to the inspiration of this album. So it's just such an honour to be on your show.
Oh,
and I know that my dad will be listening, probably welling up in tears now that I'm on your show today.
Tell me, well, that's a lovely... Well, thank you so much for that, those kind words. Tell me, Mum and Dad, what are their names?
Carrie and Garojin.
Carrie and Garojin, and they're over in Galway.
No, they're in Dublin, actually.
Oh, sorry, they're in Dublin.
Well, I was in Galway, so I wrote the whole album in Galway. Yeah, my husband is from Galway, so we were living there at the time. And it was such a beautiful place, actually, to be able to write this album. I don't know would I've been able to do it anywhere else because, you know, in the lockdown, we were right on the water and I would just walk every day for miles and
miles.
It's
beautiful. And I haven't been for a long time for obvious reasons. And you miss everywhere, don't you? But I love going over there. I love Salt Hill. I love just the Corrib, just being there. It's a beautiful part of the world. And you do
There's
feel
something
different.
Something magical.
Yeah, you do
Definitely.
Feel different.
Definitely. And we were living in Salt Hill, actually, and we swam every single day. And even this album, if you go through the songs, like there's definitely, you can nearly hear the water in the songs. I plunged in the water. I listened to your show, then I plunged in the water, then I'd have some breakfast, and then I'd get to the songwriting. And
sounds like you needed a wash after the program. Or something. Sounds like. Listen, speaking of water, there's a track on the album which I love, and it is Shasuas, the Irish language. Yeah. It's the only one in Irish, isn't it? The only track on the album.
It is actually, and my first language is Irish. I it's always been such a huge part of my upbringing, and I love writing in the Irish language, and I suppose my goal with this album was to, initially Shasuas was going to be the first track because I wanted that to be the, you know, where I began with my singing, you know, and then and how the songwriting has kind of taken a journey since then. But I really wanted to incorporate the Irish language into this album, but in ways that maybe haven't been done before. So in a lot of the kind of middle eights and some of the backing vocals, and I actually did all the backing vocals
as well,
the Irish language is used. But Shasuas, to be honest, Marty, I'm glad you mentioned it, it's probably one of my favourites. And it's funny because everybody has a different favourite.
Of course.
And if you don't speak the Irish language, you know, sometimes they might be like, oh, that's that Irish one. But actually, what I love about it is people have said to me, You know that Irish language song that you have on? Because I released that as a single last year. And some people were saying, you know, I wouldn't normally listen to the Irish language, but I really loved that song and I found the words simple and it's the words I learned in school. And that was what I really wanted. To
but you were trained. You were trained in Sean Knowles, weren't you?
Oh, yeah. I'm not classically trained or anything like that.
Don't I have to be. Neither am I.
I did Shano singing from when I was 9 years old, an amazing teacher, Moini Cullum, who is a champion Shano singer still. She's incredible. And then I was taught by Seamus MacMahuna, Ida MacMahuna, Ida Nivahuna, who are all just, I mean, so well known in the Shano's kind of world. And I was so lucky. I went to a school called Sculler Cawn in Ballinamanach in Monkstown. Yeah. And I was very lucky to be beside Coltis Kiltory Air in there. So I really grew up in there,
surrounded
any chance
by it.
I got.
Yeah,
just surrounded
everywhere.
By it.
Yeah.
And so that was kind of my background. And then we did the Flas and the Arachthuses and the Fetches and all
well,
that
my,
kind
my
of
memory
thing.
Of Shasuas has just been in school. And
oh, that's
Shasuas.
Good.
Shasuas.
Yeah,
Shasuas. Shasuas. Absolutely, Sixtius. Well, Calvin all that. Here it is. Here's Shasuas now. This is music
thanks,
from the
Marty.
Album Wildflower from Ava. Lovely. That's just gorgeous. Now, they're very personal. You co-wrote all the tracks with the great Gavin Murphy.
Yes, yeah. So there's a great story with Gavin.
Yeah.
About 10 years ago, I had written my first ever song and I'd been singing for years with Anuna and I'd been learning a lot about choral music and harmony and heterophony, all different types of styles of singing and music that I found so fascinating. And I decided one day I'm going to write a song. My friend's dad, my friend Elaine, her dad had sadly passed away from cancer. And I sat down at the piano one day and I started writing this song called Just Cry. And I, you know, when you write something or when something's so new to you, it's a vulnerable place to then go,
sure.
Okay, I'm now going to go and ask someone to record me doing it, you know? So I had a friend that said, there's this guy, Gavin Murphy, he lives out in the Bog of Allen at the time he did. And, you know, if your dad could drop you over or something, you know, I'm sure he'd help you out with an arrangement of it. So anyway, I called Gavin, got the number, said, hi, listen, I've got this song. Any chance? I haven't really been in the studio doing my own thing yet, so I'm very new to it all.
And you didn't know him at all?
No, I didn't know him. I just called him. I'd say he was like, who is this woman calling me? And so anyway, went up to the studio and sang this song a cappella. And he put this most beautiful arrangement to it. And that was the first song that I ever wrote on my own. And I remember leaving the studio that day and I got collected and he sent me off with a CD of what we had just done. And I said, someday I'll write an album with him. I know I will. And our paths have crossed since, you know, Ireland's so small and everything. But this year, everything just lined up. You know, we were at home and I just said, listen, I actually, it was around kind of February, and I was like, look, all these songs are pouring out of me. Like, it was as if, I don't know what happened, but you know the way they say with creativity, it ebbs and it flows.
Isn't that
and it was
funny?
Just pouring out. And, you know, Gavin was just the best person to write it with. And we every day we would set ourselves a challenge. So we did a challenge for 14 days where we had to write a song to completion for 14 days, production and everything.
Yeah.
So but we weren't in the same place. I was in Galway, you know, I think he was in Kildare at the time. We were doing it all remotely. And it got us really into this flow of songwriting. And I mean, we've so many more songs. These are just the songs that made this album, but there's so many more as well from that time. So it was just great.
But the thing about him is he's an arranger as well as a musician.
Oh, yeah.
Like he's got all of it going on. And I think that's what makes him such an important person to work with and to collaborate with. And it's worked. Jeepers, it's worked a treat. Our Sinead loves Wildflowers. Tell us the story about Wildflowers just before we hear it.
Okay, so Wildflowers is a song that really was written at the beginning of this whole process, and it's one that kind of came out very quickly. So again, I was in Galway, and my granny, who's like my best friend, I mean, I just adore her, she's nearly 90, and she was my maid of honour, you know, for my wedding and everything, our wedding. And I missed her dearly, and I was thinking about our relationship and how I've probably never said I love you to her, you know, but what we would do growing up, I mean, I spent all my time with her. We would get flowers in the garden and press them in books. And that was her way of telling me that I was her most precious thing in the world.
Lovely.
And she was mine.
Yeah.
But she had done the same with her mum. So it was like this kind of tradition that's been passed down. And I, you know, I just wanted to put that in a song because I think it's so inherently Irish as well that we're sometimes not always great at saying exactly how we feel, but music and traditions and customs can be the thing that
and
says
it gives us
most.
That chance. Yes, exactly.
Yeah, so that's what this song is all about.
Well, it's gorgeous. This is Wildflowers. And it's, funnily enough, it's the title track, except there's an S added to it. Absolutely, from Ava. Here it is.
Jumped up the garden and danced through the town, she said. She said, I know of a place where wildflowers grow, a sea of bright colours, pink, blue and yellow.
Piece of work, it really is. Listen, the thing about you is you've worked, Anuna, of course, Celtic Woman, So you've already got all this huge experience behind you. So now taking this leap, if you will, into the future as a solo artist is pretty scary, pretty exciting too. The timing is a bit odd, but what can you do about that?
I know, Marcy, and everyone says that they're like, of all the times to be writing a solo album, but I think with music, a lot of the time, and, you know, a lot of artists and creatives, it never is the right time, you know. Even before I went touring initially, I was studying human rights in Galway, and I had done my degree, and I was about to go and spend my life working, you know, with different organisations. But I have been working with Christina Noble Children's
Didn't
Foundation.
Didn't you go to Vietnam?
Yeah, I was living in Vietnam and then Mongolia. Yeah. So that was, and I always thought I'd, you know, do the music, you know, I'd somehow incorporate it. And then, you know, another opportunity came along to go touring, and I was like, do you know what, I'll go for it. And I think that's the amazing thing about life is like, you know, there's never the right time. And I feel like this time I know more than probably ever that it's the right time for me, because the music was literally pouring out of me like a tap. I was like, oh my goodness, I can't stop it. So I'm like, why not? I'll give it a, you know, I've given it my all. And the thing is, I've always wanted to create an album. That's been my dream since I was a tiny little girl.
Totally
understand. So to hold it in my hands, you know, is amazing. And all the experience I've had in the past has been
but you see, it comes to fruition.
Incredible.
But that's the thing. You're working with all these people over the years. You think about the work that Gavin Murphy does and working with him. You think about working with Michael and the rest of the gang and Anuad. Do you know what I mean? So you have all that you bring to the table. But you also have your own experience and your own insights into stuff, all coming together. Like, it's a great, as you say yourself, it's very hard to stop that flowing out because it's so much of it. It's terrific,
know.
You know? It really is.
I know, and I do feel so lucky with the people. I mean, I was Anuna, I kind of went into Anuna when I was 15, so to be around, and they were all
15,
adults,
really?
And to be around, I was 15, and I started touring when I was, I'm not going to say, I was nearly 16. I said 16 on the form, but my dad actually came with, but we've been touring since then, like on and off, really. So I've been so lucky to be surrounded by so much music and a wealth of like different styles. Even with Michael, every summer he would do this summer school and people from all over the world would come and sing in their traditional style. So I do a bit of Shannos. I remember there was a lady from Israel. There was people from all over the world anyway, and they would come and they would sing. And I remember listening to that and always thinking, I'm going to incorporate all that sound into my album someday. It's, you know, I want there to be a fusion of music. I don't want it to be... My background is traditional, but I want it to be this world music sound.
But that's precisely what you've created. That's precisely the world in which this is going to sit so well. So what's going to happen to it now? You have the album, and then do you have a plan or a thought or a dream, at least, about the next thing to do?
Yeah, I definitely do. I think, you know, I'm a great believer everything will go back to some normality soon.
Oh, yes.
And I hope for that as well. But my hope is that this music will reach people far and wide. And actually, last week and this week on my Instagram page, I decided to, because we're all stuck in our homes, and sometimes when you have this album and we've been putting out little bits of teasers and stuff, and you're kind of going, who is listening? Is anyone listening? Or where are they coming from? And all this kind of stuff. So I put up this challenge saying the album is called Wildflower, and wherever you are in the world, if you're listening to the single Wildflowers today, will you take a picture of the flower in your garden and tag me?
Right.
And tag where you live. And honestly, Marty, this week and last week, I've had wildflowers from China, Brazil, Jamaica, all over Europe. Canada, the US, you name it. And people are making such an effort. They're going out and taking it in these forests. And some people don't have any flowers because they've had such a hard winter.
Yes.
So they're taking photos of kind of snowy grass. And they're like, this is as good as we can get.
Isn't that terrific?
I think it's such... Yeah, so my hope someday is to go and meet those people or sing for them. And, you know, that I'm just so touched
take it out
that
there. Yeah.
This music has gone that far, you
isn't
know,
that
and
trippy?
I just hope it continues.
And I noticed when I was looking at the album, you have representation in the UK and also in America. So you already have access to those worlds to do with music and to do with PR and all the rest of it. So you know, you've got a hell of a trip ahead of you, I suspect, with this album now. Because why not?
I hope so, Marty.
Yeah.
Can I just say, though, at the beginning of all this, and I know I'm so grateful to have that in America and the UK, but I remember at the start of all this, and I'm not joking you, I said to my dad, wouldn't it be great to get on the Marcy show with Marcy and have a chat about the album, you know? And I'm not just saying that.
You've got to aim higher.
This
aim
really
higher,
is. Ava. I mean, I know, but I think the thing is, you have your things that are your comforts and things that make you feel like you're at home and that inspire you. And that is something I hope for this album, that people, when they listen to it, get a sense
of home,
peace and a feeling of being at home, yeah, because that's when it was written for that.
Yes,
it's like a medicine for people that were locked in this year.
It is.
You know,
so. Well, there's a track on it called "Call My Name," and somebody told me it's inspired by your dad. Is that right? Which again is back to that.
It is, Marty. Yeah, it is. You know, my dad's one of those guys. You can call his name whenever, and he'll be there. He's one of those dads.
Oh,
never doesn't answer the phone.
Oh, isn't that wonderful? He's one of those. One of the good guys. But you're obviously very close to your folks and very close to your family. It's a big deal.
I am. My family is like, it just means the absolute world to me. I feel so lucky to have, you know, best friends as well. My brothers too, Kai and Pody, like, they are my best mates. And anything I do, they're my biggest supporters. And they love this album. So I know today they're all going to be listening and they're all going to be excited for me.
Oh,
and,
well, that's wonderful.
It's brilliant. I'm very lucky.
So listen, just to say, there's also a website, which is avasinger.com, if people wanted to get in touch with you and send you wildflowers or money. Preferably, Sue. Money. Please send money to this address. But it's very fine. Listen, congratulations. I'm delighted for you. Someday, hopefully, you'll be able to come in and talk to us in the flesh and here.
I'd love that, Marty, yeah.
And, you know, and the other thing I want to make the point, jeepers, I nearly forgot, is you've built the great Bill Shanley. Is playing guitars on the album.
Yeah.
Noel Eccles on percussion, Liam Bradley and John O'Brien. Well, Liam Bradley on the drums and John O'Brien on the whistle. These are really top of the tree musicians that you have involved here as well. So, like, you've gone the whole hog on this. You really have.
I know. And I'm so lucky, Marcy, that through my whole journey of, like, since I was 15, I met Noel then. And I remember Noel saying to me, I was so nervous because I was singing my first Anuna concert and I was doing a solo. And I remember he was playing the drums and it was into the song She the Wamoi. Do you know that song?
Yes.
She the Wamoi, She the Wamoi. Yeah. And anyway, so there's this big drum bit. It's like bum, 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 bum. And then I had to come in. And I'd been given the note through the little thing, the little harmonica. And he played the drum bit and the whole audience was there waiting and I didn't come in. And he just gave me a wink and he goes, and I said, I'm so sorry. And Michael was like, it's okay, we'll go again. And I was like, if I mess it up this time. So anyway, again, boom, 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 boom. Again, didn't. I meant to sing, but it wasn't the right note, so I stopped. And then Michael said, okay, one more time, let's go. And this time Noel looked at me, he goes, listen to me. And he gave me a wink and he goes, boom, boom, boom. And he goes, she. And he sang the note that I was to start on with me. So he started the song with me. And ever since then, he's a legend.
Oh, he is, yeah. Oh, yes.
And everyone on this album, like,
no,
this album has been a family affair.
Listen, what's your Instagram account name? What's on your Instagram? What is it, by the way, just for if you want to send
flowers? It's just Ava McMahon, but it's actually my Irish spelling is E-A-B-H-A-M-C-M-A-H-O-N.
It's just that we have a few wildflowers hanging around, we might send them to you. That's really all.
Oh, and Marty, if you have a wildflower in your garden, please send it to me.
Do you think so? I think we do. I think we do. Listen, I want to finish up with Call My Name. The album is Wildflower. Listen, it's so good to talk to you, and congratulations again. And my love to your folks, and keep well.
Thank you so much.
By the way, what's your lovely husband's name? You didn't mention his name at all.
John.
Good man.
Yeah, John from Galway. Yeah.
Good man, John from Galway. keep the faith, Slán, and we'll talk again. Take care, Ava.
Slán, Gervila Mahagut, Slán, Marty.
God bless. This is Call My Name, then, from Ava.
Winter breeze, fallen leaves through the dark, follow me, call my name. When you're lost and alone, I will bring you back home, call my name. You are not alone, I will take you where you need to go. When the road that you know
You've been listening to Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM.